هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
وکو دزانین با هوی پتای کووید 19 زوربه کار و جوری برای بردنی کار لجیهان دا حتا گوران و چندین کلوپلی پیداویستی تایبت و هروها کلوپلی خواهن کرنوا لسران سری جیهان کمبونی با پیدا بو. امرو میوانی اس بی اس کردی لگل من کچلاوی کی کرد الا صالح من لگل که توانی لنا و راستی او قیرانا و او پتای کووید 19 سالی پر بر همه کی خوی که بو خواهن کرنوی دست پیب کت و وکو کمپانیای مای مکو که بو کلوپلی خواهن کرنوی تایبت بو بخیرتن دکین الا زور زور سپاس دکین که امرو لگل منی لس بی اس کردی.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
سپاس بگو من الا کردی دزانت بالام پی باشتره که به انگلیزی اما لطوان من برای و برین لبروی هنه و شهه که تنیا به انگلیزی در برینی احسانه بو او. So Ella, first of all, could you tell us a little bit about how the idea of your hygiene product came about and how did it start all for you?
Okay, so initially it started with when you're in business, you have new ideas all the time. So about once a month I come up with a new idea, but I never really act on it. But this particular idea, I woke up one day late to the gym and I thought, I need something to quickly just wipe, you know, the sleep sweat away before I head off to the gym. And there was nothing at the time except what baby wipes, and that doesn't really clean properly. So yeah, I shared the idea with someone that I met at a business event, and he actually said, let's start it together. So that's how it actually began.
So the product itself, as we mentioned, you launched it in the middle of last year, let's say, and it was in the middle of a pandemic and hygiene products were high on demand. Was that a factor, contributing factor for you to kind of go ahead with this product as well?
Funnily enough, definitely not. So I was planning the product for about 2 years. And the process involved us China, having a look at manufacturers there, you know, going to the expos and whatnot. So we'll bring it even before the pandemic had started. It was actually 3 months into the pandemic that we launched. And it just fitted well that we had a hygiene product at the time.
So how has it been for you in, let's say, a year or so of this product?
So I will say there were so many learnings and I'd love to share them. But first off, it definitely didn't go how I thought it would go. Having a fast-moving consumer good is completely different to any other business on the market. And if you know FMCG products, they're normally something that you'd pick up at a pharmacy or at a Woolworths, and our strategy in the early days was just to go online. So we did have the initial, you know, high sales, whatnot. We found very quickly that we needed to be in the large supermarket chains for us to actually excel in this product. And that's what led us to this moment that we're in now, where we've got a consultant, basically, which is costing us a hell of a lot of money per month to help us break into those markets.
But you're also an expert, or your focus area of study and work is social media marketing, or marketing in general, if you can correct me there. But just observing this whole year and the quick changes in marketing in general all over the world due to the pandemic, how do you explain this shift of maybe consumer behavior and sales in general?
So when the pandemic first hit, I think there was probably 1 or 2 month period where everyone sort of panicked in business because they were like, okay, what is happening? It felt like Groundhog Day in the beginning. But very quickly, we started to realize that consumers wanted to shop online. So everyone was working from home and they were just buying anything and everything online at the time. And so it's been a really great ride for e-commerce at the moment. So all of my clients are in fashion retailing e-commerce in my marketing business. So it's just been an uphill climb for them, which has been superb. So we've benefited greatly from it.
And so how do you help your client? What's your role in this process?
So my main focus is organic strategy for marketing. So that involves everything from content creation to managing their pages, working out all the unpaid strategy to make sure that their brand grows over time. I do a little bit of paid as well, but my main focus is organic strategy.
And is that through just using social media platforms, for example?
My main two platforms which I focus on are Facebook and Instagram. I literally only focus on those two at the moment.
What do you see in that? Is it an ever-growing, or do you think it's something that can die out once, you know, let's say the world opens up, and or this is something that'll stay with us?
I think that social media is going to be here forever. it's not going anywhere. Definitely not too late for anyone who wants to get on as well. I think that, you know, every day there's going to be new platforms coming along, and we need to kind of just ride the wave with each platform that comes along, but they're going to be here forever.
And what are your advice, for example, for young people starting out a business that is based online, and for growth, or for even first recognition, or just to get their name out? What are the first or initial steps that are basic but effective in, on the same time?
Look, there's so many, but if I was to name a couple, it's definitely make sure you're on the social media platforms, make sure you're posting regularly, make sure you're connecting with these influencers that have the platform to get your product out there. So in our initial days, we had over 60 influencers post our product online just to get the word out there. And that's so important in the initial phase. So I think once you've mastered the consistent posting and the influencer work, that's the time where you need to start dabbling into Facebook ads and paid advertising.
And that's a matter of reaching out to these influencers or sending your products to them? Is that how it works?
It's as simple as either sending them a direct message, or normally they have their email in their description, and you can just email them or their agent.
Yep.
And you send it out to them.
Do you believe the shift to online, as you said, it was permanent and it'll stay with us, social media platform. Does this mean that some businesses will miss out, or everybody can be online?
I truly believe that everyone can be online. And I also think that brick and mortar stores will never die as well. Mm-hmm. So as long as, if you have a shop front and you're not online, that's okay. I believe, though, you need to get on social media right now to grow your audience, because that will also bring in more foot traffic, even if you're not on a website just yet.
So Ella, if you could tell us a little bit about what your background of study is, and how did you start getting into this career?
Yeah, so fresh out of school, I actually did a Bachelor's of Commerce with a major in HR. And after I finished that, I was like, why did I study that? I don't enjoy HR. Mm-hmm. But it was 6 months later that I started experimenting on social media for a business that I was working at for free. And that's when I realized that I really enjoyed marketing. So it was from there that I actually went back and I got a master's in marketing at Macquarie Uni. But I will say, looking back now, I definitely think that if you want to be in business, that you don't actually need a degree. There are so many amazing short courses out there that I recommend that you go and experiment with and explore.
Do you think experience only is enough to grow in any business?
Experience is paramount. However, I do think that sometimes you do need a bit like more technical skills needed, even in marketing, even in business. Like for instance, even after my degrees, I've done 3 courses in Facebook ads to be more proficient in it.
And these courses are available via just TAFE, for example, or are there, you know, private institutes, or where do you find these kind of short courses?
So one main platform that you can find it is called Udemy. So Udemy has all these short courses available for absolutely anything you can think of. So that's one place you can find it. Otherwise, a lot of my resources in marketing I find is from Facebook groups, marketing Facebook groups. And in there, I'll see all the gurus and whatnot, and I'll pick which one is best for me. And for about $2,000 or $3,000, you can find a 2 or 3 week course that can help you get started in the skill that you want.
Well, Ella Salu, we thank you so much for your time today and wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Rosa. Appreciate it.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.